This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. The next story is posted by Reddit user London Calling 550. The title of the story is "Her Sister Blew Me in the Bathroom During Their Pool Party." Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Every summer, Emily, my friend's girlfriend, would invite our entire friend group over for a pool party in her parents' backyard. Emily was way out of my friend's league, but hey, they stayed together year after year. Each time I would visit Emily's house, I would eagerly hope that her little sister, Melissa, would join us. Now that we were in our mid-20s, Melissa felt more comfortable hanging out with us. Both girls were Italian brunettes with gorgeous bodies, C-cups, curves, the whole nine yards. Emily was probably about 5'10", while Melissa was closer to 5'6". I always enjoyed watching Emily show off her incredible body at the pool parties, though she always wore fairly conservative swimsuits. In fact, I think I only saw her rock a bikini once. Melissa had never joined us for the pool party in years past, but I always held out hope to catch her in little no clothes one day. On this particular scorcher of a summer afternoon, we all sat around the lazy river-esque pool, occasionally jumping in for a swim. My friend was grilling lunch and I glanced over at Emily sporting a tight black one-piece swimsuit, which was too small for her spectacular tits. She sat at the pool's edge, squeezing out her wet hair and leaning back on her arms with her feet dangling in the water. "The food will be ready in 10 minutes," my friend exclaimed as Emily and a few of the guys laughed at the pool, tossing a football around. As he said that, the back door opened and Melissa emerged, wearing nothing but a bright red bikini. My jaw must have fallen to the concrete floor as she walked towards us. "Oh hey, it's Emily's hot sister," one of the guys shouted at Melissa. She immediately flipped him off and Emily jokingly smacked him. We all stared at her as she confidently strutted over to Emily, bending down and whispering something in her ear. Two of the guys playfully splashed her and she cringed, letting out a scream. She flipped them off again and went back inside. At this point, I used the restroom and after a minute, I heard a knock on the door. "One second," I said as I washed my hands. I opened the door and to my surprise, stared at the bikini-clad Melissa waiting outside the door. "Oh, it's you," she said, clearly relieved. "You're like Emily's only non-creepy friend." "Haha, how do you know I'm not creepy?" I replied sarcastically. "Well, at least you don't show it as much." "I prefer to be subtle," I said, smirking and catching a glimpse of her toned body. "Have you been tanning?" I stared up and down her body. "Yeah, yesterday. I must say, you look amazing." She blushed and laughed. "Awa, thanks, you're so nice." "You're so—" I cut myself off, but it came out anyway. "Hot, you think so?" she replied. My eyes widened as I nodded. She giggled and adjusted her bikini top. "I'll see you outside," I asked, taking a step towards the back door. She paused and turned away. "You want to see something?" she asked nervously. "Sure." She pointed for me to follow her, and she stepped into the bathroom. I was confused and froze, but she motioned for me to follow, so I obeyed. As soon as I stepped in, she closed and locked the door. "Don't say anything." She rubbed her hands on my bare chest and leaned into me. "You're also Emily's cutest friend." Our lips met briefly at first, followed by a deeper, longer kiss. I held her back and pulled her towards me as our bodies grazed each other. Her lips were so soft and gentle, yet seductive. Just as quickly, I felt her lips pull away and she knelt in front of me. I stared at her as her hands glided over my swim trunks, massaging between my legs as a bulge rapidly formed. She grabbed the bulge over my trunks and gently squeezed it as her free hand rubbed my chest. She let out a soft moan as her face leaned in. She pulled the knot and tugged my trunks to my feet and alternated hands playing with my swelling dick. Her eyes wandered up towards mine and she smiled, shoving her hair out of her face and firmly holding my dick in her hands. She rubbed me back and forth, swelling me to full size as I grabbed her hair with one hand. I felt her lips press up against my tip as her hands rubbed my shaft and up to my body. She removed a hand and welcomed my dick into her mouth, gently closing it over me. I nearly moaned, but I held it in, watching her every move. Within seconds, her tongue was swirling around me in a circular movement. Her lips tightened around me as she pulled me into her mouth and then let me out, making an exaggerated slurping noise. Her hand held my shaft up against my balls and I began to thrust into her mouth. She matched each movement, taking me deep into her mouth. Her spare hand reached behind her, untying her bikini top. She briefly let me out of her mouth and offered me a view of her perfect tits before shoving my dick between them. She squeezed her tits together with my dick still between them, and I fucked her tits a few times before she held me again and slid me into her mouth. "Oh fuck," I whispered. She let out a soft noise as I thrust into her mouth again. Her movements accelerated and I felt tense up in her mouth. I yanked her hair, watching every move she made. She slurped again as she let me out to my tip and then took all of me in again. She repeated this dozens of times, still leaving a hand holding the top of my shaft. "Come in my mouth," she said, briefly releasing my dick from her mouth. I tugged her hair and grabbed my legs as my dick buried itself in her throat. Her tongue slid around me as I pushed myself deep into her mouth. She again let me out to my tip and then I plunged back in. Her lips sealed around me and she picked up her pace again, begging me to explode in her. I knew I was close, but I wanted to enjoy every second of her amazing performance. Our movements were in sync but at a faster pace. I was about to explode in Melissa's mouth. Her lips slid up and down my dick while her hand followed it. My hand firmly held her hair and tugged her, guiding her movements. I felt myself about to blow my load. "Oh fuck, oh fuck," I nearly yelled. Her lips and tongue felt incredible.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We both kept up our pace for a few more seconds. I couldn't hold it in anymore. "Fuck," I erupted in her mouth, and I kept erupting. Thrust after thrust, I dumped a huge load down Melissa's throat and she didn't slow down until I had finished. I watched her swallow and then release my exhausted dick. She wiped her mouth and grinned at me. I glanced down at her tits again. I complimented her talent. "I owe you one," I said, winking at her and staring down at her bikini bottoms. "Hmm, good to know," she replied, refitting her bikini top. "I'll see you in the pool." She stood up, nibbled on my lip, and slid out of the bathroom. I returned outside a minute later. Melissa had jumped into the pool. I couldn't stop staring at her the rest of the day. We barely spoke at the pool the rest of the day, but she smirked at me a few times and pretended to flash me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.